All right. What we have here now is, I can't make this out, Moore. Where's Moore?
This is Shalane.
Shalane. Shalane.
Moore is our first open reader, and this is her first time ever doing this.
Come on, Shalane.
Shalane Moore.
Hello. I wasn't expecting to do this today. I was just here to support Sheila. And I wrote this poem a couple years ago. It's called A Cause for Voodoo. It's inspired by Terrence Hayes' Black Confederate Ghost Stories. Burned before babies, lynch lovers lost, attentions African Americans, come, 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 keep no knowledge concealed. Overshadowed by happy darkies suckling at the tits warped nectar of Aunt Rachel's and Uncle Tom's fictitious spun webs of plantation lullabies. Engross his storybooks to clear Confederate flags of innocence while the earth is fertilized in exotic flesh and blood. Reparations are in order. Yes, apparitions, midnight, strike. Torturous and bountiful education buried along with your bodies. Gustavus rocked back and forth with blue-eyed devils on body-filled waters. Harriet hid from her kids on all fours for 7 years. Why? The incidents. Torture is your state of consciousness. Savages, they said, saving them with a life of forced labor, on all cursed with melanin, hypocrisy, rituals of Christianity, hate rapes. Yes, save us, please. Thank you.
The next poet will be reading here, as I'm becoming good friends with these boys. That is Schuyler. They're boys to me. They're men, but they're boys to me. Come on.
Poem is for Jonathan. Think of something happy. Bring credibility behind fake smiles. Think of your friends. John Cadavero was a good friend. He always had funny anecdotes. Dirty joke of the day before lights out. Don't dump the dean's daughter. Never pick up fat chicks on a scooter. What was the name of the scooter group? Ah, the Intergalactic Congregation of Scootering Gentlemen. Riding through San Antonio on mopeds rented from a pizza parlor near the Riverwalk. What else did John say? It's not goodbye, it's see you later. I wish that were true. Catch up on all the years. Floating on clouds of angel farts, harps and harmony and all that shit. That isn't real. You're gone, man. Friendship blown apart. Goodbye. Happy Memorial Day.
The next poet will be Sean.
Hard to get used to this thing. I break my face. Okay, it's called They Lie in Wait for Me. On dusty roads, in dirt goat paths, Afghanistan. In the blazing sun, starlit nights, the enemy lies in wait for me. Sometimes, homemade explosives in bright colored plastic jugs. Other times, Italian-made landmines, rockets from Bulgaria, Pakistani-made bombs. They wait, buried, for me. And me, I walk alone. No rifle to fight with. No knife to cut my way back. No bomb suit to protect me. Just me. alone in my vest, an aluminum probe to help me search. And I search, looking for a killer that is looking to kill me. If I do my job, everybody goes home. My mistakes send me back in pieces. I am calm as I begin the long, solitary march onto the battlefield. All eyes are on me. My comrades watching, believing me insane. The enemy watching, hoping I fail. I wish every single day that I was back there in that heat, under those eyes, risking my life to keep my guys safe.
Thank you. My friend, Bob Paycheck.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for sharing. This is for my father, who also died in 2010, served in Vietnam. This is called Gone Out the Window. At the hospital bed rail, shoes made of rock, mind tethered to a reality by a cord I unplug, it passes through the liver, the organ who used to be the sea sponge, until it was conned by the shark and a jellyfish. But this man's liver is bleached coral, breath, cotton candy. He leaps up, wires and tubes jangling, grabs my arm, screams my name, pulls me onto his yellow body, eyes wide with terror, and then confusion, a gasp, and like always a chuckle. He's back. I've gone out the window. Thank you.